Nolte, Variety editor-in-chief Claudia L. ousted for not being woke enough. By John Nolte on June 6, 2020. Variety editor-in-chief Claudia Eller has been placed on a forced leave of absence for not being appropriately woke. Welcomes to today's episode of The Left Eating Its Own. Variety is about as far left as it gets. A publication that has aggressively sought to ruin entertainment by promoting and bowing to this fascist social justice tyranny. And now, the monster has destroyed one of its own creators. Just last year, Eller was the toast of wokedom while receiving her award from something called the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association. Here's part of her acceptance speech. "But honestly, what I'm most passionate about is the opportunity to use Variety's powerful platform to shine a light on issues that deeply matter to us. Inclusion, diversity and gender parity. It remains a top priority of mine to share stories about the LGBTQ community. The injustices suffered by women, people of color and other individuals in the entertainment business who aren't afforded the same career opportunities as those more fortunate. Such a good little wokester." And here's Eller just last week spewing a public confession right out of Orwell's 1984 for still not being woke enough. Here's my favorite part. "As editor-in-chief of Variety, I have tried to diversify our newsroom over the past 7 years, but I have not done enough. I need to take a hard look at our hiring practices to make sure they are racially inclusive. One sure way to begin would be to restructure our internship program, overseen by our features news editor Shalini Dore, to make sure we tap a diverse group of students from diverse socioeconomic backgrounds. Variety has a tradition of hiring many of our interns as full-time reporters after they graduate, so this is one way to ensure more inclusiveness in our newsroom. But because it's never enough, that still wasn't enough." After the piece was published, Piacina Roy, a senior editor at the far-left Hollywood Reporter, lashed out at Eller on Twitter. "No, Claudia, you haven't done enough, and nor have most other eeks," Sina Roy tweeted. "I remember speaking with you and Ada Wallenstein years ago about the lack of diversity in your newsroom. POC voices are constantly dismissed. We are not here to make you look better. We are here to work." A litany of crybaby tweets followed. To which Eller, who was obviously fed up with the impossible to please, stepped right into the trap with this reply: "When someone cops to something, why would you try to criticize them? You sound really bitter." That's it. That's all Eller said, and now she's lost her job. Officially, it's a forced leave of absence for 2 months, but it's highly doubtful she'll be coming back. Just as we saw over at the New York Times this week. The radical left-wing barbarians the old-line liberals stupidly allowed in and have completely taken over. Here's part of the 1984 public confession Eller wrote on Thursday announcing her leave. "T, here is no excuse for the Twitter exchange I had with Pia last night. I completely understand your anger and upset at me, it is not at all misplaced. I am so ashamed, humiliated and regretful for my actions and the pain it has caused both internally and externally. I sent a direct message to Pia to apologize profusely for my insensitive and ignorant remarks, which I made in a moment when what I should have been doing was listening. Remember this. All Eller did. All Eller did was call a crybaby bitter, and now Eller's been cancelled. A 30-year career up in smoke, over nothing." Just like at the New York Times, these young, know-nothing, radical fascists have completely taken over what was a legendary media company. Which means it's no longer a media company but something engaging in pamphleteering and propaganda. The lesson here is that you cannot grovel to these monsters. You cannot try to appease tyrants who will only ever accept total fealty. Woke is a cancer, and the moment you tolerate it, you're doomed. Just ask the NFL. The moment you show weakness, you're doomed, because they will pound and pound and pound until they get what they want from you. Until you are literally on your knees, and what they got from Eller and Variety was total surrender. This is so much fun. Am I a bad person for getting so much enjoyment watching the left eat its own? Hell, I don't care. Reap the whirlwind, you sniveling idiots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.